My favourite day of the week is next weekend, Boxy. It is the all-time greatest day. It's been my favourite day since I was a little kid, and that day is Grand Final Day. It's where the MCG comes alive. It's that last day in September where the two best teams go head-to-head at 3:20. Always. 3:20, bang, ball goes down. You're having your barbies. You have your breakfast in the morning. You listen, you know, you used to watch the North Melbourne breakfast. Yep. And you sit there and you watch the night before. You watch all the grand finals. And then you wake up in the morning and you watch everything. And then you're like, I'm so excited. It's grand final day. And then you have your lunch, have your barbies, you have people over. Obviously, COVID's not going to, we're not going to be able to do that now. And I 100% that the grand final's not going to be at the MCG because of the lockdown that we're in. And like last year, it went to Brisbane. I'm happy for it to go to Perth. Perth's a great football state. They deserve to have the grand final. Now, my problem is, Fiona and Nick, the grand final is a night grand final again. It didn't work last year. It was horrible. Yeah. People fall asleep. Mate, I am an early... I go to bed early. I go to bed at 7, quarter past 7, 7:30. Even Friday night footy, these prelims, I'll probably fall asleep halfway through, but I understand it's a night game. My kids will be in bed. I look forward to watching the grand final every single year. I don't give a stuff about the Optus Stadium that's got lights. Who gives a crap? I want to watch the football. And the best thing about the football grand final is not just the game. It's at the end when the players are getting their medallions off the kids and they get up on stage. I'll be asleep for that. All the kids in Australia will be asleep. Even people in Perth will be asleep. Now, it's a 5:15 start there, quarter past 7 here. Start the frigging game in Perth at 3 o'clock. Have it 5 o'clock here. Then it's going to finish about 8:30, 9, and then people can go off to bed. They might see the start. Oh, the amazing light show. Ooh, who gives a crap about that? But by the end of the game, everyone's going to be asleep. No one cares.
No one's watching
Play
the medals.
It early. It's stupid.
We can't even have
understand.
The little kids up there who give the medals to the boys.
They're all having a nap.
Yeah, they'll
poor
be in
kids. They'll be out there in their PJs and their Peter Alexanders going, oh, I want to go to bed, Mum.
So why have they done that, Feb? Because they want the lights.
They want the lights and the show and the spectacle and I don't know what. Last year, I think, but they did a poll and it was like hundreds of thousands of people voted and it was like 93% said no to a night grand final.
Mm.
Listen to the fans, Gil McLaughlin. The fans don't want it. All you high profile people with your ties and your suits, shut it down. We want a day grand final. The MCG, doesn't matter, not happening. It's at Optus Stadium. Happy for that. Day grand final, red footy, bang. And then you can get on the sauce afterwards.
That was amazing, Fev. That was one of your best sprays ever. And you know what? You targeted Gil. Why don't you have a go at... Yeah, but Mark McGowan, I reckon that premier is really powerful. Yeah, but he can make stuff happen. He can tell Gil what to do.
Ooh, maybe. But I just don't know. I don't know, Boxy. They all want to be the Super Bowl. We're not American. Super Bowl's different. Our history has always been a day grand final. And as a footballer, all you want to do is play on a day. It's a Saturday afternoon at the MCG, obviously Perth, because of the whatever I've said it already before. But the players want to celebrate afterwards. They're all going to go to bed after that. Everyone's got to, and if you're not in bed, you're half drunk and you miss the second half of the grand final anyway.
All I need to know is that we're going to get Shepherd again. All right, that's
Shepherd looked good last year.